people. You know, that's why so many people call for, you know, not to celebrate Canada Day this year.
Right.
You know, and look at, you know, look at the vigils that surround the Indigenous communities. So, you know, it's something that we need to think about, especially us as minorities, because all minorities have to be bounded by all sort of social injustice. If we see social injustice here, we have to look at it and we have to feel it, because, you know, we're never far away from social injustice as minorities.
Mm. You know, we I can only use where I was born,
right,
these things. And the injustice that we have seen growing up, and it's some of us were very lucky because we had the family structure that would not allow us to stay in church after X amount of time. But
right.
I've known youngsters who eventually
abuse
is not a word, but you know what.
Yeah.
I'm gonna we have to move on with the rest of the program,
right.
But what I'm gonna do for next week,
mm-hmm.
please get a working phone.
My phone is working well. We'll see the Wi-Fi, and I'm not sure. I have several computers that are hooked up, so I'll see which one is best suited for the whole thing.
Good. I don't know what happened. Now I just lost these guys. They disappeared on me. it's not my
Drew will make it right. Drew is very capable. He's going to make it right. He's going to be all right.
All right. So, my brethren, I thank you.
All right, bro. We'll finish it off next week, and we'll talk about some different issues.
Yeah, because I want to know your thoughts on the this is juicy too, you know, man.
Yes,
very juicy. This one, the thing about the Black entrepreneurship loans.
Yeah, the loans program. Yeah,
I wanted to talk to you about that so bad, because I might want to get into the loans too.
Exactly. Well, you see, it's something that we as a community have to be alerted to, because this money is meant for us. This money is, you know, a lot of people feeling guilty after the George Floyd thing.
Right.
And so, it's our obligation is to take advantage of this guilt that we have in corporations and government, and, you know, try to build our community. And the one way we build communities by building, you know, businesses, you know.
Yeah.
So we hire ourselves, we think. And so if we have $290-something million for Black Canadians, I think those who are in charge, or those who have been given that managerial thing, they have an obligation to make sure that this community has full access to it, that people can get loans. It shouldn't be some difficult thing. It shouldn't be all jumping through hoops and all the BS. It should be, you know, telling people how to access the loans, how to pay it back, and how to build a business, you know?
You know, I'm going to ask you some questions, because I got to go back to Zoom. I don't know what happened there today. I jumped out, so I just got a text here to go back to Zoom. So I'm going to see what I can do. But as I'm doing this, what are the difficulties in securing a loan?
Well, you know, the thing is, I've been getting so many calls, which sort of prompted the commentary that I had in the paper this week. I've been getting calls from business people from, you know, across the community. You know, you got guys who have been in business for 20, 25 years. And when you do business, you're working 40, 60 hours a week, right? And you don't have time for the drama and the this. And you want to know how to apply for a loan. What are the conditions? What are the criteria? And how I pay back this loan? That's all you want to know, basic stuff. And people now have been trying to apply. They cannot get the responses from the management group that is in place to manage this loan. There's no telephone number that people can access, like call somebody and talk to them. And, you know, and so over the last couple of weeks, I've been having calls from so many business people, You know, in community contact, we have something like 20, 30 businesses, active businesses. In good times, we have up to 70 active businesses and professional services that are, you know, that been in this community for so long. Now, you know, the government chose to give this group the authority to do it. And, you know, businesses can't access this thing. You can't hear from nobody. You can't find nobody. You can't talk to nobody. CBC did something on Monday, last Monday, on the 28th, I think, you know, of those people in Toronto complaining about this loan business. And, you know, so it's people across Canada that's having the same problem, you know, of not having access to the people in charge. And it's a shame, because what can happen is right now all those banks and financial institutions that are feeling guilty and they're part of this whole thing, they all of a sudden they're really nice to black people. That doesn't last. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just because of George Floyd. We have to acknowledge that. It doesn't last. It's not because they like us all of a sudden, you know, they're doing this. Nope. So the point here is we have to take advantage of it. Because if this thing, if the opposition was to, if a couple of those disenchanted businesses who can't get loans get to the opposition and this turned out to be a scandal like the Wee scandal, what happens? Mm-hmm. The whole thing fall apart and black businesses are right where they were before. So, I mean, the ramifications is really, really bad one if, you know, if this thing was to fall apart for the community. Because I know the government will walk away from it if they have problems, just like they did with the Wee scandals
right.
that left students without any access to funding and stuff over the last year and a half. So, you know, that's why it's dangerous that this thing works. Because if it doesn't work, you know, these, you know, people who are in charge, they could go
but
back.
But who are these people that are in charge? That's what, this last question, and then we'll go on with the program. Yeah. And next week, you got to come back with this.
Yeah, it's a group that they call themselves FACE, and they deal with people in terms of their website, and it's hard to navigate and thing. It's five groups that are unfamiliar to the community, and they have never called Stretch and said, well, we want to talk about the black loans thing, mm-hmm. because we have a platform where people listen and businesses connect to. They never call community contact and say we have a press release. Mm-mm. You know, they never made any effort to communicate with our community.
Are these black people?
Yeah, they're black.
You gotta be kidding me. Egbert, you hold that thought because I don't want to have to cut you. You hold because you're coming back. Make sure that phone working properly because I want people to see and hear. All right? Because this is too juicy. They have some black people here, only black with the color of the skins in, but don't let Stretch get off upon that really right now.
You know, as long as you do it right, I mean, that's
of course.
As long as you do it right. That's
of course, you know.
You know, if it falls apart, a lot of people are going to suffer. So, you know, do it right. Speak to your community. Do not. A lot of people disconnect and start showing disrespect mm-hmm. once they get these positions. And that's the problem. You cannot be disrespectful and you cannot be disconnected from your community. Speak to people where they live.
Yep.
If you know they live at TKUT, if you know they live at Community Contact, wherever they live, that's where you're going to speak to them. You can't just speak to your friends on Facebook. No. All right.
Egbert, you hold your thought. 4:30 yeah, next week, all right?
All the best.
Cool, my brother. That's Mr. Egbert Gay. We had to be doing the rest of it on phone and... what is happening here now? Well, come back on the Zoom. I restarted the Zoom. Between Drew and they're going to make my hair get gray. But anyway, Mr. Nicholas, start playing the music because you're on live now. No music? Excuse me. They're selling things while you're playing the music? Boy, I wish you guys were at CN with me. I would have disciplined you.
What's up, Stretch?
Where you selling then, how? You're supposed to be playing the music. Yeah, your boy, old boy t-shirt, old boy. Sweatshirt.
The office is open, you know. The old boy office is open, so sales are going.
Oh, good, good. but could we see what they look like anyhow? Nicholas, I ain't wearing mine till there's a lady that I'm interviewing. And I have two of them line up for next week, so we'll see. Oh, That's a beautiful color.
Did your delivery man pass by this week?
Yes, I had a delivery man, you know, but I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to surprise everybody, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who do not know, that is Drew, who controls the Zoom, along with Mr. Brian Smith.
Yeah, Mr. Brian Smith. Got to say much thanks to Mr. Brian Smith, you know what I mean, always providing the Zoom for us. And I got to say thanks to Mr. Marga K, Mr. Kevin Watson, you know what I mean, our graphic artist.
Right, and he's going to log in from where?
We got to find him. It's his son's birthday today, and he's somewhere in the city running wild.
All right. And we're going to find him anyway because we want everybody to know. And, of course, Ms. Faitlin Sankar, who doesn't want to mingle with these gorgeous-looking men on West Indian rhythms. And sometimes Mr. Emil Barakat passes through. And sometimes Colin Lewis passes through along with his lady Bev. So pretty soon, I guess, CKUT will be back in studios. And then we'll have the Zoom where everybody will be seen. And the Zoom will be working properly. And we're going to listen to some music. Compliments to DJ Nicholas. For those of you who do not know, he's in the back there of Drew. And where did he go? Yeah, that's him shaking his head. So we're going to turn you over for a few minutes to Mr. DJ Nicholas. It's now 11 minutes past the hour, 5 p.m. And anybody you have, you want to chat to? I said, Jewel Jones, you want to talk to Jewel? We'll say hello to her later, right?
We're also going to link up with DJ Fugitive.
Oh, he's yes, Fugitive.
He's already in the Zoom. DJ Fugitive, he's already there. But in about 15 or 20 minutes, we're going to link up with DJ Fugitive.
All right, and where's that boy drinking in the back? I need enough for me anything.
I think it's Marby.
Oh, good. It's Marby.
He's at a Bajan household, so he has to be drinking Marby.
God.
Hi, Joel. How you doing?
All right.
You know what, Stretch? We're gonna take it away. We're going to put you on pause for a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to put you on pause. Montreal, you know what it is? Saturday, July the 3rd. It was going to be Carnival weekend in the city.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to blaze it up. I got my boy DJ Nicholas. He's in the building. And we're just going to take it up, blaze it up with fire.
Oh, yeah.
Big up to all the Vincies, all the Grenadians, all the Bajans, Trinidadians, all my Caribbean people, Jamaicans, wherever you're from. Stretch, we're going to do it different this week. Because you know when it's Carnival weekend, it's mostly 100% soca. So we got 2 hours to ride. It's going to be about 2 hours soca, but we got 2 hours to ride. We're going to mix it up. In the meantime, DJ Nicholas, take it away. That's coming from your mom, Camille, the whole family. Whole West Indian Rhythm Crew. Ladies. Only calling me.
Only calling. Now you're gonna get me.
Sugar rush.
I ain't never felt this kind of feeling.
Sugar rush.
You get sugar rush. Now you're happy with the aching. I get to me and shake it.
Sugar rush.
I don't need
ZKUT family. What up, Louise? What up, what up?
Not looking for love, no way. Just wanna have fun, oh yeah. So bring it and come. Cock up your foot and push it
right back, right back, right back, right back, right back.
Raise your hands and push it right back, right back, right back, right back, right back, back. Oh, come. Can't wait until Carnival Day. When the pussy reach the highway. Head back and rewind in the way. Want a girl to come push it back, right back, right back, right back, right back. Raise your hands and come push it back, right back, right back, right back, right back, right back.
You want me to shoot you now?
Ladies, if you're looking to sugar daddy, I hear DJ Nicholas pocket deep. I hear Nicholas pocket deep. Let's go, let's go. Gotta say big up to everyone locked on Facebook Live. You're locked in, you're locked in. Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythm School, you're truly true. DJ Nicholas, gotta say what up, Fayan. Don't forget the general himself, Mr. Howard Stretchker. In the meantime, Nicholas, let's go, let's go. Bam, bim, bam, bim, bam, bim. Trust me, somewhere's just in the air, y'all. Gotta say big up to all of my old boy family. What up, DJ Skiz? Cha 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 cha. What up, Bundy? Yo, Nicholas, pull up that tune. Pull up that tune. Pull up that tune. Pull up that tune. I know a lot of you ladies been in quarantine for a while. Just wanna get outside and get on, you know? You guys just want to get outside and get on? It's only 15 minutes after the hour, 17 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. 17 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. We're taking you to 7 o'clock here. Yours truly true, DJ Nicholas. Howard Stretch, Carol West, Indian Rhythm School. We're going to link up with DJ Fugitive out of St. Vincent pretty soon. This is just the warm-up, Nicholas. Let's go, let's go. Quarantine, don't answer these tunes. I don't want to be responsible for no 911 calls, you know? Get a lick and skinky for Stinky Fabulous. They call him Stinky Fabulous. Because all his friends are blinking mad. All my Vinci crew, big up, you know. Grenadian crew, Lucians, Jamaicans, Asians, Trinidadians, Antiguan. Let's go, let's go. Yo, Nicholas, somebody tell me, somebody, a little birdie just tell me something. Somebody just tell me, oh boy, it's Sundays tomorrow. If you know what I'm talking about. About 5 minutes or so, we're gonna link up with St. Vincent, DJ Fruited, if y'all Extreme FM, y'all. Let's go, let's go.
Check out the flow. Don't have nothing to pay at the door. But like I said, that's a friend in the body. If you know that people be lost on the show. When I mash up the flow, don't give a damn about your property code. So when you see me, you know that I'm jiggy and dirt. My body, you bad like me, no. Oh, Lord, I pray to God. That when the time come, they get permission. They get down bad. I say, oh, Lord, I pray to God.
Where y'all my soca lovers? It's supposed to be Carnival weekend in Montreal, you know? Today, you're supposed to be on the road. You're supposed to be on the road. Today we supposed to be on the road. Somebody's supposed to be behind a big truck. Somebody's supposed to be behind a big truck. And say something like this. Remember, you're locked on CKUT 90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythm School, y'all. Yours truly, Drew. DJ Nicholas. It's just a blazing, y'all. Just a blazing. Gotta say big up to the father, hot with stretch car. You guys out there, I know you guys miss Carnival. I know you miss Carnival. You miss party. You miss liming with your friends. Somebody say when the streets open again. Bad behavior. Bad behavior. Bad behavior. What? Yo, Nicholas, pull up that joke. Now, when we said that when all the girls bumble looking fat, we mean pandemic fat or quarantine fat, you know. We mean voluptuous fat, you know. What's gonna say the one out of your box, son, y'all? Let's go, let's go. What? Gotta say bigger to Scrooge, little Tondo family. Gotta say bigger to Chef X, One Stop Caribbean family. Bigger, 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 bigger. Bend it up, bend it up. Stretch, father stretch, father stretch. Where you at, father stretch? Father stretch. What up, father stretch?
Not much. Me just enjoy myself for a change.
All up for the stretch.
You know about that.
All up for the stretch. All up for the stretch.
Father stretch. All up for the stretch.
All up for the stretch. All up for the stretch. Unmute them. Unmute that mic. Unmute that mic. Mute that mic. Unmute that mic. Mute that mic. Unmute that mic. Unmute that mic.
Why me never know you're a big singer too? What happened to the music all of a sudden? You know what I mean? Me not hear no music. No one stop the old man with the music. I was.
Your mic is a little low there, Stretch.
My mic.
Yeah, that's it there.
All right. Yeah, so what's up? You guys enjoying yourselves? I noticed that.
Enjoying ourselves? We didn't start to enjoy ourselves yet.
Oh, why not? You see?
We holding back. We have 2 hours. We have to set the pace.
A war.
Have to set the pace. Look who's joining us.
Fugitive. Make I see your face. But yeah, I had fun with Fugitive. We need to see your face, brother.
You're not seeing me?
No.
It's a little dark. It was clear a while ago.
Vincent man don't like for sure them face too much, you know.
No, we good.
What's up, man?
What's good?
Not much. I hear hot things happening with you guys down in the islands. One thing is another.
Yeah, I know, boy. We've been going at it for a very long time. We've been enduring it. We've been resilient. As usual, I mean, that's one of our trademarks. You know, we are definitely a resilient people. So we can take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a lot.
But so,
and we have been taking a lot.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have the Sufri, whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. Then you have COVID. Now you have hurricane. My God.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But we here.
All right.
Still giving thanks and praises to the Almighty.
All right. So give me a roundup of what's happening in the Caribbean there with this hurricane.
Well, boy. Today would have been Soca Monarch. We would have been in the heart of Vince Massey final weekend, the grand finale. You know, it would have been Soca Monarch tonight, the Mash Gra tomorrow, King and Queen of the Bands, Calypso Monarch tomorrow, then Juve, then Street Jump Up, and then Mardi Gras, the grand finale. Ain't none of that happening right now. You know? But it's all good, you know? A lot has happened over the past 24 hours or so. Speaking about the natural disaster that impacted us.
Right.
You know, we were impacted. We received some damage, heavy damage, again, in the more northeastern sides of the country.
No.
You know, I've seen some reports out of Barbados, out of Grenada, and St. Lucia so far, right? I know Grenada so far. I've seen some flooding. I've seen likewise some flooding and heavy winds destroying some structures in St. Lucia. A greater extent of the damage from what we've seen was done in Barbados. I know that their airport, the Grantley Adams International Airport, have been closed, scheduled to reopen later on this afternoon, I think, or tomorrow. Something like that. But I know that the airport was closed down due to the extent of damage that they received.
Wow.
Here in St. Vincent, Central, we got some rain, not much to talk about. But I know, like on the leeward side or the more of the northwestern side of the country, where the rivers are concerned, they experience mud flows where from the debris that remain from the La Soufriere eruption, you know, due to the heavy rain, a lot of that came down again in the river streams, right? That happened on the northwestern side, the northeastern side as well, which would be the northwestern being leeward and the northeastern being country, what we would call as the countryside.
Right.
But besides the mud flows, heavy rain, which created some flooding in some areas, but the strong winds in the more northern parts of the windward side, or the more northern parts of the countryside, for example, namely, like areas of Sandy Bay, Oria, Fancy, for persons who are there listening and who would know the communities. These areas, again, were impacted or further impacted by Hurricane Elsa. They too suffered a great extent of damage from the La Soufre eruption, which was also followed by lahars or mud flows that came after due to heavy wow. rains.
Wow. Is anybody living around that side now?
Yeah, some persons, there are one or two persons who did not remove, who did not evacuate from the when we had the eruption. There are some persons who decided because of burglary, you know, there were some breakings and so on, damage to property. Livestock were being destroyed by stray dogs and so on. Of course, you know, the animals not being fed would get hungry and, you know, so on. So some persons decided that they were going to move back in, you know, because we were closer to those communities being livable again. So some persons decided that they were going to go ahead and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So some persons were there, not everybody. We still had just over 2,000 people still at shelters from the red zones, those persons who were evacuated. We had still just over 2,000 persons, but persons who might have gone back home, some of them had to return to emergency shelters with the passage of Hurricane. Well, at that time, it was Tropical Storm Elsa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so how is everybody coping with the food, the water? You know.
I think, well, right now, because of the avoiding the chances of where we would have mud flows and, you know, the erosion that would take place and that getting into the water systems. I know the Central Water and Sewage Authority, they had turned off all the water systems.
Yes.
So most communities were out of water. Some water was... let me see. I think earlier this morning, late last night, persons were reconnected with water. There are some parts that are still out of water. Electricity is still out in some areas, but most parts of the country has been repowered in terms of electricity.
Right.
Food. I don't think food is still an issue. I know in the early parts, we had some concerns. We had some quite a lot of complaints, which you would understand in the early parts, trying to meet everyone, trying to reach everyone, trying to meet the needs of everybody, you know. But that so far has been brought under control in relation to the volcanic eruption and persons who were in shelters. We know that, for example, in the orange zones, persons who had to evacuate and move to shelters were relocated. Persons have gone back into the orange zones, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Those persons are still being assisted by the National Emergency Management Organization. So I don't think food and access to water is any more of an issue at the moment.
All right. So it calming down now, or what? The wind is
Yeah. We can say that. It's just for the mere fact that most of the communities that were impacted by the La Soufre eruption are the same communities that usually are affected when there is a storm or hurricane, you know. So some persons, because of that, you know, we thought it best, you know. I mean, I'm even thinking at the government level, even though there weren't any official word, it would have been best for persons to sit out the hurricane season and then we start like the rebuilding process in some parts. I'm thinking that they are also considering relocating some of these said communities that are always impacted by natural disasters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad St. Vincent is kind of getting back in hand. You hear anything about St. Lucia?
From what we heard, because I have been in search of news articles out of St. Lucia. I haven't really seen anything official, but I know from friends living over there, heavy rains, strong winds in the more northern parts, one or two house roofs were lost as well, damage to some property in the more northern parts of St. Lucia. That is what I got from friends over in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope they're holding out, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I know it's so far so good. So how is it getting into work with you. Is it okay? You live far from the
station? Yeah, because I'm living like just about 5-10 minutes drive from work. So work is not really, getting to work is not really an issue.
Nice.
You know, we didn't really have any reports of landslides and so on. It's just mainly, I think we were more affected by the strong winds than the heavy rain. I know we were, just in the region of 6 to 10 inches of rain was predicted, but I don't think we got anywhere close to there.
Nice. Well, my boy, you know the business. You're in the radio business. We listen to you all the while up here. They say you have to play the commercials now. So, you know, I just want to thank you for dropping by.
It was a pleasure.
As usual, tell the people the name of the radio station.
CKUT, your radio station, or my radio station?
Your radio station.
Remember, always keep it locked inside, always keep it tuned in. Big up the fans, big up the friends, big up the families who always tuned in to Extreme Radio. Big up Drew, DJ Nicholas, the entire Unruly family. Big up New Concept family, big up Uncle Bino, big up Mark, big up everybody. Big up my friend Arcella, everybody up inside it. Daddy Ghost, you have to shout out Daddy Ghost as well.
Yes,
big
yes.
Big up all yourself.
And hear this, listen, let me tell you this. You guys doing a great job with that radio station. Trust me.
At Extreme. We doing our best.
What the guy name we won it again? I had the pleasure of meeting him. Mark.
Mark, yeah.
You can tell him I say, from what little I listen, you guys doing a wonderful job with that station.
Thank you.
All right, so keep
it up. And that is great news, you know, coming from you.
No,
a veteran in the business.
Yeah, anyway, Drew, say goodbye to one of the best DJs in the city.
What's up, Fugitive?
Yeah, Drew. Everything good? Everything crisp? Everything proper?
Stretch.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you something, right?
Don't tell me anything secret.
I'm going to tell you. You see, anytime I go to St. Vincent,
yeah,
Fugitive don't work, you know?
No.
Yeah. It's family. You know what it is.
Stretch, you know what? I'll tell you another. I got to say big up DJ Fugitive all the time because...
Fugitive, nice man. I years now, me know Fugitive, I mean, a baby, you know.
Donkey ass,
90% of the time when I go to St. Vincent, and sometimes I'm relaxing, and Fugitive call me and say, Drew, what you doing? I said, just relax. And they say, okay, you're going to work with me. I do all of his work for him when I'm in St. Vincent.
Well, definitely so. But it's a long time, you know.
You know something, Drew, two times, I think, I've been to St. Vincent. Vincentians are great hosts. Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you that. Fugitive, thanks, my friend.
If you're looking for fine hospitality, it's Vinci.
Yeah.
Vinci. Big up Colin. Stretch, big up Colin for me personally.
I will do that, my brethren. Definitely. Thank you very much, Fugitive. All right? You work this evening?
This morning.
All right. Take care, my brother. All right.
Blessings. See you guys soon.
All right. That's Fugitive from one of the best stations. You want to listen on the net. Give him a listen and you won't regret it. We're going to pay some bills because, you know, we got to do that. That's what keeps the horse roaring. So stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to turn you back. We're pretending we're on the road. You know, you remember NCKUT used to do live broadcasts on the road. That is what we're doing this evening. It's 5:39. Boy, that time's slipping away. So let me pay the thing, man.
Okay, I got to let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm going to ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I got to run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec.
The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online, a fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Once again, we're going to get back into the music. We haven't had much time today. So here we go. Right about now, it's DJ Nicholas in the mix, along with Drew on the mic, standing tall. Here it is, West Indian Rhythm, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Run it, Mr. Nicholas. Don't let me see you with a green buckler again, because when I know what you have inside there, you're not paying no attention to me. You hear me say? Turn up the it's music, Marby, man. Let me hear Marby. Some music, man.
Marby.
Warm to the volume. Turn it up when me talk to no man. What? Then turn off the music. All right. Y'all don't want me for talk, so I want to go on, sir. I want to do anything.
Okay,
all right?
Sir. Okay, sir. Back into the vibes, back into that juggling. Like I said before, first weekend of July, it's always carnival in the city. So we're going to give you guys that feeling, y'all. Bring it right up in your living room, in your car, wherever you are.
Yes, it is the aim. You know what I'm saying? Soca music must make we unite again. Cause we on lockdown, no road, no mask to drink rum. Who don't like the feeling to see when the gal them go down? I want you to take time, I want you to sit down. I want you to remember where all that we came from. Cause right now I'm on the way, become ambassador. And if you feeling the same, come now and follow me. Cause I'm on top.
Boy, gonna say the one where the beats.
I'm on top.
Me on that one, things are gonna nice again, y'all. There's all the fate. Nicholas, pull up that tune, pull up that tune. All my true West Indians, I know you're feeling this one. White's gonna say the one problem child, they cancel the carnival.
Problem.
They cancel Vince Mas, they cancel Crapova, Curry Fiesta, Caribana, Chini Carnival. Notting Hill. I wonder if they're gonna cancel Liberty. I don't think so. Those people in Florida, they're ready, Miami. Listeners, one of our loyal Zoom joiners. Hi, Joel. Hi, Joel. How you doing? Gotta say big up to all of my family. Little Burgundy, Chattagay, West Island crew. Everyone over there in Laval, South Shore. Courtney Nedge, Lachine, LaSalle. Before 6 o'clock, we just jamming.
If you just join it. You're Shirley Drew, DJ Nicholas holding it down. CKUT 90.3 FM. Montreal ever blazing every Saturday. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. West Indian Rhythms. With the Godfather himself, Howard Tretchka. Gotta say bigger to Faye. What up, Colin? Yo, Nicholas, let's go Grenada now, lava man. When we drink it strong, no word.
Girls, anytime you breathe, you make the snake speak. The way you bend and hold your feet, feel like it was stinging.
Gotta say big up to all my jab massive. What up, Spice? Yo, Nicholas, pull up that. Yo, you see this lava man? This is one of my favorite lava man tunes. I went to Grenada once. I didn't stay for job, but I'm going to be back there one day for job. Say big up to all of my Spice Eye family. Yo, more Grenada. Sarada Governor. 365 and a quarter. I walk him on, I don't tell that. So don't disrespect the job. Don't disrespect the job. Don't disrespect the job. Never disrespect the job. Don't disrespect the job. Don't disrespect the job. Don't disrespect the job. Not an easy thing.
So me tell you, baby, boat, for the girls and men, for the crew, jab the fall in love with Zeebo, because it take too much to do, they tum-tum, bad than Bobo, top like Papa Cito, banjo, climb every car, think coffee, boy, hey, yo, man.
365 and a quarter.
Gotta say, because it's unruly family.
365 and a quarter. I walk about that, man.
Yo, Nicholas. Ladies, you got your vaccine lately?
She telling me to.
You got your vaccine?
Vaccine.
Some ladies say 5, 10, 15, 20. To plenty.
And you're playing bad jam.
Big up to everyone celebrating the birthday, celebrating the anniversary. Whatever you're celebrating. This is your time. Bistro Nola, you gotta try your thing. You gotta try your thing.
Okay. Why not Ginger? And you're playing bad gal. Why not Ginger? I hear you are one of the hot gal. Why not Ginger?
Yeah, Nicholas. Outside looking. It's a good thing. I stick to chicken. It's a good thing I stick to chicken. Everybody begging saltfish. I gotta stick to the chicken. Gotta say big up the family over there in Shattagay. Everyone locked on, locked on, locked on. Gotta say what up, Jazzy. I get the message, I get the message, I get the message. Somebody turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Problem child.
You see you, I got.
Come now, 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 come now.
You call on, I'm begging you for the saltfish. Since I meet you, I'm begging you for the saltfish. As your sister after you and she give me the saltfish.
I told you ladies, if you haven't been doing that work, oh, gotta say big up to the Free Money family, big up the Free Money family. Nicholas, pull out that show, pull out that, yo. You see, the first time I hear this Drew, Nicholas, the first time I hear this Drew, I say craziness, craziness, craziness. Yo, Grenadian crew, big up, big up, big up. Gotta say big up to TL. Say bigger father stretch, you know. Father stretch, you need some wabi, you know. You need some wabi, you need some wabi. Maybe with a little put in our sauce, cause it's Saturday in Barbados, Gobbies put in our sauce, going on somewhere. Gotta say bigger to all the members, Jamaican Association, MCSO, Barbados House, Grenada Association. Vinci Association, all the Caribbean associations.
Know that kid, kid, we are black.
One Caribbean, we stand strong, y'all.
Put your 2 foot up in the sky. Maybe you're something tight like the coffee in the night. Hey.
Come on, sweet, just... Members, yours truly, Drew. On the MIC, DJ Nicholas. On the ones and twos, we don't say three. We went school and we know things properly. There's only two turntables around here, so it's one or two. One or two, one or two, that's it. You see my friend them? Open the gate. Open the gate.
Open the gate.
and Problem Child. I think we're going to link up with Problem Child in a couple of weeks, you know. I have to get Problem Child on for a little interview. Nicholas, pull up that Skinny Fabulous. You see the first party we touch? Promoters, I'm going to tell you guys. I'm telling you guys from now. When your party starts, when parties officially open, and you do not hire DJ Drew and Nicholas, people ain't going to be happy. So let me go. And if you ever try DJ Skiz in there, it's a bag of madness. What's that stretch? Marby. That now you might be spelled upside it down, you know, stretch. That might be here, yeah. What's going on over there, stretch? What's going on?
Let me get a mic here. I don't like when I don't hear music when I talking, you know. I can't work without music in my background, so.
You can't work?
Exactly. When I play the music, let me hear. You understand? That's how it's supposed to work. When I have a little thing over there on the quiet down with the music. Don't worry, you know. Me get me one DJ and mix me one music, you know. Anyhow. you listen to CKUT 90.3 FM. The youngsters are having a ball. But, you know, in the midst of life, everything happens and... I'd just like to acknowledge this. On June the 28th, 2021... in Montreal, Renal Nathaniel Brathwaite passed away at the tender age of 71. Known to us in the music fraternity as DJ Fisher. He is survived by his 5 children, 6 grandchildren, 7 siblings, and many nieces and nephews. The family will welcome relatives and friends on July the 9th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Urgell Boogie Funeral Home. That's 1275 Dollard Avenue over there in Ville LaSalle. Funeral services will be held the following day on July the 10th at 11 a.m. Trinity Pentecostal Church, 1050 Shevchenko Boulevard, over there in Ville LaSalle, Quebec, Canada. Due to the pandemic, there is limited seating, so please arrive early. Renal Nathaniel Brathwaite, rest in peace, my brother. You made a lot of people happy. I remember in the 80s when you played, everybody danced. And wherever you are, I hope you say hello to DJ Woodstock and the rest that followed. DJ Fisher, rest in peace. The sounds of CKUT, your community-supported radio station. This is what we do. It's part of you. When you donate to the station, we're there with you. I'm going to turn you back over to the hooligans. This is the decent part of the station you're listening to. But they're going to... I like that. Stretch, say that again. Turn you over to the hooligans. No, no. Of course, Drew the Bear John Massive crew. And of course, the Vince crew himself, Mr. DJ Nicholas. They're going to take you up to 6 o'clock. About 10 minutes till then we'll say goodbye. Because this is what we used to do during the carnival. We'd broadcast for 3 hours straight on the streets of Montreal. Don't know when we're getting back into the studios, but we will be going back. All right? So stay tuned. Keep it locked. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Final stretch. On that note, I got to say condolences to DJ Fisher, the whole of the family.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm going to play this one as a tribute to DJ Fisher, the troubadours, right out of Barbados. DJ Fisher, rest in peace, y'all. This one's for you. Original Tell 'em I'm Agent Massive.